Okay, hello everybody. Hope we're okay. So I think we should go Victor, unless people don't want to go Victor. Is that okay? We go Victor. Anyone wants not to go Victor, or should go Victor? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Writer sounds good.
Victor sounds good. Okay, so I think we should do this Tysis because the typhus is a little bit of a side point, not side point. It's a very aesthetic of typhus, but it's a side to the, once we start going in the Rashi and into the drushes and koshin oda even oda chalitza, then it's going to be a whole long sugya. So let's skip to this typhus Yavo essay, and then we'll go back to the Gemara's answer. We can skipping the first Tysis. The first Tysis gets into also the Gemara right there. Yeah, okay. The first type is yeah, the first type is very yeah, I think we should skip the first types. Okay, so Gemara says Yavo Asa V'Yitzchak also say, yes. So the Gemara
Okay.
says that Amana Minan is Ersin, why don't we say Yavo Asa V'Yitzchak also say Hiksheriva. The Perek Beis is Sanhedrin. Now I have this time. This is the most silliest question in the world. But Sandy, you're a bucky in these things, maybe someone else is. What is that Shum doing there? What does that mean, Shum? It says Sanhedrin Yutes, and then Shum. Sometimes.
I'm not sure, but I think I tried to look it up, but I didn't find it over there.
Yeah, there's not, I mean, it over there, it just mentions the Gemara mentions, essay diachalos say,
Is
but
there a Tysus there? Right?
there's no Tysis here, I don't think. So what does Shem mean?
I have no idea. Usually Visham, it says Visham, and it says the name of a Tysus.
Means look it up. That's
What?
what it usually means. It means look it up.
Why? I mean, Sandy says usually it means that you'll find the Tysis there that talks about it. That's what you're saying, Sandy, right?
I think so. That's how.
That's what I was saying also.
But there's
Yeah.
nothing that in Sanhedrin, I don't think there's anything there. I didn't see anything. So I know I have to look again, but I
No,
don't.
the Sham is Daf Lam Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph here.
Sanhedrin, what? Wait, what's
Oh, I see the first Visham by
Visham?
Sanhedrin.
It says Sanhedrin, you test. I'm an Aleph. Visham. What's Visham? I also don't know this next one. David says the common Lamed Daled Aleph Visham. Like there's nothing there. Lamed Daled Amid Aleph doesn't say just. I mean that those words in the Gemara are there. Ain Isham Misaberet would be a Rishaina, but that's it. Like there's nothing. So what is David's Visham? And then other places, Tavis just says, like the first two places, Tavis says where, and then he says Visham. And then the next two places, Tavis just says Vakamin, and it doesn't say Visham. I don't know, like, I have no idea. I guess I can say it's a silly question, but there must be an answer. Like, I'm looking around, and once I notice this, like half the time, Tavis says Visham, and half the time he doesn't. Like, what is the rule? Now,
Is
no.
there a separate sefer of the Riva? Is that a separate sefer?
No, I don't think so. The Riva was a very early Bali Tysis, and I don't think there's a sefer from the Riva. I'm not never heard of a sefer of the Riva.
So maybe he was what there was. He was one of the Bali Tysus there, but
Yeah.
it was not published in our Tysus.
So, but why would it, this footnote is not typist reading. No, this is the printer. This is the Heidegger printer.
Some version of Tyson had a Riva over there.
I tend to doubt it. So then what happened to it?
I always thought Visham meant don't just see the line, but see the whole sugya. Visham mean the whole sugya there.
Don't just look at the line. If you want to understand what I'm trying to say, you got to look at the whole sugya, visham.
I don't know. Maybe, but look at the next one. The next line, he just says visham, just nothing there. He says here the next line. Says the kiven the ain isha misaberet mebiyir ishayna. Can I read it? So perik arba achin. Dawid lamed dawid visham. No, lamed dawid. I don't even think there's any sugya there. It just says that line. I just looked at Lamed Dalet. Says, my Frisha, so, or maybe there is a Sugya. There is some more of a Sugya. Okay, I don't know. That's what Vishal means, that you should learn the Sugya. Maybe. Man, I can't argue with you, Shmuel, because I don't know. my plea at Tzuma, I don't think I'm going to say I get credit for a Chabura for this question. But okay. But someone must know the answer. Okay. Hikshin Rivah, Perik Beis Sanhedrin, the Kiman Danisha Misabaris may be a Rishina. Since the woman doesn't become pregnant from Bia Rishina, probably that's because of Besudim blocked the Zera, so she can't become pregnant. Can I mean it so, Perik Dawid Achim? So how in our Gemara can you do Yiba by an Amana, the Kohen Gadol, Mina Erison? Why? The Bibia Rishaina, like Akamashem. Bibia Rishaina, there's no Akamashem, since she can't become pregnant. So she's no different than an Imanist. She can't become pregnant now. Bibia Shnia Asira then. Biashnia, she's also Kidami in the cabin, Xera Birishina to Biashnia. The Gemara says in other days that the reason why Biashnia is Aser, the reason why it's Aser Midrabanan is because, in other words, the Mishnah says it's Aser. The Gemara says it's Aser Midrabanan because Xera Birishina to Biashnia. So we see clear from the Gemara later that Bia Shnia is Aser. Pashib Shad, even the Gemara now, also knows that Bia Shnia is Aser. The Gemara just didn't know that we make a Gzeira. In other words, the Gemara is now asking, why can't you do Asay Dechalos and say? The Gemara later answers, the Gzeira, Bia Rishayna to Bia Shnia. So Pashib Shad, the Gemara is not Mechadish later, that Bia Shnia is Aser. The Gemara just Mechadesh, that we make a Gzeira. So Tzayvitz Kasha is, so if Bia Shnia is Aser, so there's no Akamashem. Bia Rishayna, there's no Akamashem, because she can't become pregnant. And Bia Shnia is Aser. So where is Akamashem? So there should be no Yibam. There should be no Yibam. Bishlama, if you said Bia Shnia's mutter, so then it makes sense. We do Bia Rishayna, even though there's no Akam Hashem, because that rings to Bia Shnia. I guess it's a Hechsher Mitzah. I assume that's what you have to say. That if Bia Shnia would be mutter, so then Bia Rishayna would be mutter, how's Hechsher Mitzah, I assume. I don't know, is that right?
Maybe why is the Bia Shnia Usr?
The Bia, the Gemara on Amud Bey, the Gemara here, you have to have the Gemara here is asking Akasha. The Mishnah says that an Amana, the Kohen Gadol, is Choletzes for Amis Yavemis. That's what our Mishnah says. So the Gemara asks Akasha, why is it Choletzes v'lamis yavemes? You should be allowed to do Yibam because RCS v'dachil also say So the Gemara answered in Amud Beis that really you're right. The Raisa Bia Rishayna Bia's mother. Since Bia Shnia's Aser, we make a Gzeira Bia Rishayna to Bia Shnia.
Why is the Bia Shnia Aser?
I don't know. The Gemara says, and I'm a base. Gemara, no. Parshat Shat, the Ishni is also because you already fulfilled the mitzvah with Bia Rishayna. So that's Shat the Gemara. That Bia, since you fulfilled the mitzvah of Bia Rishayna, so there's no mitzvah of Bia Shnia. So by Bia Shnia, you're being over the Avera of Be'ula the Kohen Gadol.
Why is Bia Rishana more of a mitzvah than Bia Shnia?
What?
Why is Bia Rishana more of a mitzvah than Bia Shnia?
No, once you do one Bia, you don't have to continue. You know, the mitzvah Yibam is to do a Bia. Once you do a Bia, you're allowed to divorce her. So when you there's no mitzvah anymore. So here you have a Isser Lav. Because she's an almana, I made a mistake. We're talking about an erusin. So you have the lav of almana, the going gadol. So the bia rishayin is mutter because esay daicha losa say. But bia shnia, the Gemara is saying that bia shnia is aser because you already fulfilled the essay. Therefore, the bia shnia is aser because there's no, you can't say esay daicha losa say because there's no essay anymore. So made a bia usher. So therefore, Tavis Asakasha. So where in the world is your Agam Hashem? Bia Rishayna doesn't make Agam Hashem. Bia Shnia is usher. So there's no Agam Hashem.
We already learned this on Amud Beis that Tavis only said the Ha'ara is a problem. We said we don't need the whole Gemara Bia.
Yeah. So therefore.
So we never worried about Akam Hashem. We went through this whole sugya.
So you can't ask the kasha on Tavis because he went through the whole sugya. Tavis, I don't know if Tavis went through the whole sugya, but what are you asking exactly? I want to hear the question.
Tavis says on the days we learned that Tavis says it says Tavis that told us that lav dafka even the
that's on Chaf on the days, yeah.
Right. So yeah, we see over there that Tosis does not care, right? Tosis says that Kam Hashem is not even a factor in the equation, right?
Okay, in other words, what you're asking
is... That could be according to the real be here.
Well, I don't know. I think what Shmuel is asking is that there's a Beferish Mishneh, right? I don't know, Gemara, that Ha'ara is good. That your Yosim, it's just Yibam with Ha'ara, right? If you do Ha'ara, then you're allowed to divorce her, right? That's Beferish. That's not Tavis, it's Chiddush and Amud Beis. That's a Gemara, and I think on Nun Hei, no? Tavis quotes it from Nun Hei, that if you do Ha'ara, then you, that Niknis Bibia, Tavis at the end quotes it, Niknis Bibia Shloka Darka Ha'ara. So that the chayyur that means the Parish of Gemara, that if you want to divorce her after you do ha'ara, you could. Where's that come of shame? So according to our the type is Havamina, how did he understand why your nickness could be a ha'ara be a shalkadarka? Is the come of shame? Right.
Tosos and his teretz brings that Gemara as a riot to himself.
Right. So I think what Shmuel was asking is, but Tavis in his kasha had to understand that Gemara. If Tavis didn't understand that Gemara, then Tavis at best he should have listed that in his questions. When Tavis asks things they don't understand, he should ask on that too. But and better yet, he shouldn't have even asked here. He should have asked over there because that's like a much more Beferish question. Here is the Bia Rishayna. Ain't Hisham is Averis from Bia Rishayna. Like who said? And then, you know, like it's a much less Beferish question. Ha'ara, we know, you can't, by definition, Ha'ara and Bia Shloka Darka is Ain't Hisham is Averis. So that's a stronger kasha, the better kasha. Yeah. I'm pretty sure there is some Tysus somewhere. I don't remember. I remember that Anishim is a Baron Birishina, that there are exceptions, not like it's not a guaranteed rule. You know, the Tysus should have asked, Well, there's just to say that that's Taivis's answer, but what did Taivis and his Havamina do with these Gemaras? Gemara says the Farish that he nicknames the Biyashogadaka Ba'ara.
Well, you will see from the reverse question that he doesn't require that the Biyah Rishona should be able to be Mekayim Shem.
Right.
Because if you could do Biyah Shnia is going to be Mekayim Shem, so Makim Shem, he's happy with that. That would be okay.
Right.
So, according to him, how do we explain the fact that after Biyah Rishona, you can be Megarish the woman?
Oh, that's a, I don't know.
Okay, so obviously...
That's a good question.
It would seem that he holds, listen, as long as when you do Biyah Rishona, you are able to come to a Kama Shem, you can do a Biyah Shnia and you can come to that. That is enough for me. The fact that when you're doing the mitzvah, you can come to it.
But you're not going to get.
Is that that you're Mekayim the mitzvah? Does that mean you're Mekayim the mitzvah? Or does that mean that you can give a get even though you're not Mekayim the mitzvah?
I think we would have to say that is Kiyum HaMitzvah. If the Kiyum HaMitzvah and Kinyan go together, like we were saying at the beginning of the year, then obviously that is the Kiyum HaMitzvah.
And then maybe I'm saying you're asking again. You're asking that Reba doesn't even give Taivis his answer, right? So Reba doesn't hold the Taivis his answer. So according to Reva, how does he understand that a regular, not a chayve lavin, the regular Yavama, after Bia Rishayna, you could divorce her? That's your question, right? That's a good question. I didn't think of that question. So you're saying that Reva holds that you're Mekayim the mitzvah through potential. Okay. I would have thought the answer is that the Reva holds that Kenyan and that you can divorce her and Kiyum HaMitzvah are not contingent on each other. In other words, I would have thought Reba holds that as far as Kenyan, the Torah says you get Kenyan with Bia Rishayna. And once you got the Kenyan, you can divorce her because the only reason why you can't divorce her is because she's not really your wife. But once you got a Kenyan, you can divorce her. But you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. If you just do Bia Rishayna with a besuda, and then you divorce her, you did not fulfill the mitzvah. If you did ha'ara, it would also answer the question, but it would be a different answer. In other words,
shouldn't that create a problem that then retroactively you were boiling Eishesach?
No, the Eishesach is hutra, whatever. The Eishesach, you don't need... The Eishesach is Torah takes off the Eishesach somehow. We don't know
for the purpose of the mitzvah. No.
Okay, but the Torah takes off the Eishesach. I don't know. The Torah takes off the Eishesach, and is it only for the and else? But Taibis Gash is else the Isser Lav. There's no essay, there's no
kiyum mitzvah. Well, I don't know. I think so. He's asking. I don't see where Tosas is coming from. You see from the basic mitzvah of Yibum, and the climb is the Eishesach, that it's not connected to Hakam Hashem. Because we kind the mitzvah after one bia.
So I hear. So we have two possible answers. In other words, the question is being asked. There's like three questions or two questions on the Reva. How did the Reva understand Ha'ara and Akam and Biyashlo Gedarga? Taivis quotes the end of Taivis a Gemara, Pefarish a Gemara, the nicknames of Biyashlo Gedarga Ba'ara.
Where is that Gemara, Rebbe?
Taivis, the last line of Taivis. Closest to Paragaboy of Imto, Barbidin, the nickness of Bia Shogadarga Va'ara, Avabi Shalomis Abarizba. Now, Lechaira, now it's a little tricky because on one hand, Taivis brings a raya from there to the second answer. But on the other hand, it's hard to say that the Riva did not know that Gemara or the Riva felt that the Gemara is Shver because that's like a Befer, like the Riva is not. Sounds like the Reba is only asking on our little, you know, stuck in the woods like the Gemara, that the Gemara has a kasha of essay. They can also say he has a kasha. You don't have an essay, and it's all because any shem is a better essay because Bishni is aser. If the Rebbe did not understand a Beferish a Gemara in Nun Hay, you know, that might even be a, I don't know, is that a Gemara? Is that, that's such a stronger question. So the question is, the first problem we have is, just to repeat the problems, the first problem we have is, how did the Rebbe understand that Gemara? Okay. Second kasha Sandy asked, which I didn't think of, is how did the Rebbe understand that a Yavama Basuda, who's not a Chai Ve'lavim, is your Megar, you can divorce her after Bia Rishayna? Right, so there are two different questions. How does he understand how come Ha'ara is Mutter, and you can divorce her? I mean, after Ha'ara, you can divorce her. And how does he understand after Bia Rishayna by a Basuda, you can divorce her? Right? Those are the two different questions. So Sandy's answering, so we have two answers on the floor. I'm not sure which one is right. So Sandy's answering that the Rebbe held that as long as you have a potential to do Hakam Hashem, then you're called being Yotze Hakam Hashem. Because you're like starting, I don't know, you're doing something which al piderech hateva might lead to hakamas Hashem, something like that. In other words, when
that only answers the second question.
Well, he's answering all the questions. When you do ha'ara, with ha'ara,
what do you mean ha'ara?
You're doing a kinyan. You could continue. In other words, I could continue. I could do later be a shniyah. In other words, as long as I'm going in, I'm married, I'm being kind of this lady, with Bia Rishayna, with Ara, with Bia Shaloka Darka. Now we're going to be married. The norm of married people is that they keep on having Bia. The norm, or very possible. So there's, what Sandy's saying is that it's possible that, you know, we will continue and there will be a child. So I took the first step. You know, there's, I went ahead and I married you. I made the Kenyan Bia. And now we're liable to continue having Bia. So even though we don't, so that's enough for Hakam Hashem. You did something that al piderech hateva has at least a potential to bring to Hakam Hashem. Something like that. I think that's what Sam is saying. That you did your.
I believe I saw it somewhere. I can't take credit or blame for it. I think I saw it somewhere.
Okay, I don't know. Take.
It sounds very similar to what the Rebbe's about to say.
No? What?
Can you misunderstand? Sounds very similar to what we're about to read in the Rebbe.
Similar, but the Rebbe, I think, takes it even more than that by saying that as long as the man and the woman are qualified for such a thing, I don't need it at all.
In the Rebbe's case, there is no way you can come to Hakam Hashem. Because Bia Rishayna, Ein Isha Misaberethi Bia Rishayna, that's why Sandy's asking over here. Now, there's Sandy saying that you need the fact that in this man and this lady and this union, they have the potential and they have maybe it's Karev, that they will come the day. In other words, he's saying like this. He's saying, I mean, it's not so great. He said, when a person marries a woman, we make a bracha. Sher Kishano, Mitzvah, Mitzivano. So what mitzvah are you mekayim when you get married? Right? With the Kedushin. You make a bracha before you give a ring. What mitzvah are you mekayim? So I don't remember, but it was a Russian suvis. So what mitzvah are you mekayim? So he definitely had a daya in the rush. I don't remember anymore because it was, but I remember there was a few days there. That one day is a Yemekai approval. You're just giving the ring. You're not even having beer with this girl yet. So how can you say you're making a bracha? So what do you mean Yemekai approval? And I'm pretty sure it was if anyone remember that Zion, that Fes in the Rush in Suvis. Let me get one second. In Shuvas, the Shuvas is talking about what brachas you make. So just 1 second. I don't like talking out with memory.
Dav Ches.
Dav Ches. So the Gemara says on the bottom, the Rosh says, the nearly ki bracha zu eino bracha lasias hamitzah. The pruvu eino haino kiyam hamitzah. Because the pruvu is a mitzah. So it says in that goes a shri, mishum deina siyasa gemar mitzah. So the Rosh says you're not making a bracha on pruvu. That's what he says, because and gupa this svara, because first of all, it could be you maybe you know saying song to Cain of the Heinenis, you still make a bracha. He says, why don't you keep in the Esher Kai Mitzvah Yibu Vokdushin? He will make a bracha. But the Rosh is mashma that he had a Havamina, and even he has even, you know, that there you should make a bracha Pruvu. Except that he says, whatever, since it's Esher Kai without, he says, the reason why we don't make a bracha for Pruvu is because you can make Kai and Pruvu without making a marriage. You can do Pruvu without marrying her. But the Gosa Shri says, because you're not doing Pruvu. But obviously other people, and the Rosh himself is mashma, that he held that way, that when you marry a woman, you're making a bracha Pruvu. You're not doing Pruvu. So the Rosh is mashma, because it will be
Wait, so the Sar Kedushin is? The Sar Kedushin is?
What?
Masada Kedushin's making a bracha?
We make a bracha, right. That bracha, the chassan's making the
bracha. Masada Kedushin makes a bracha.
Masada Kedushin is making the bracha for the chassan. It's just because sometimes the chassan doesn't know to make a bracha. So the minig in the world is that the Masada Kedushin makes a bracha. But that's not, the halacha is that the chassan makes the bracha. It's just that the Masada Kedushin, because we didn't want to embarrass some chassanim who don't know, so there was nikva minik that the Masada Kedushin makes a bracha. But that's I don't even know if that's in the Gemara. I don't think that's in the Gemara.
So Masada Kedushin should really tell the chassan to have in mind to be yotze.
He does. Tell the chassan. Yeah.
I never heard of this.
He tells it to the chassan, and he also the drinking the wine. The chassan drinks the wine. You have to tell the chassan. And Rabbi Naiman was makbid to tell the chassan kail to have in mind be yetz with all the sheva brachas, because they're also the sheva brachas are also a chiyuv really on the chassan and kail. It's not a chiyuv on the oidam. It's a chiyuv on the chassan and kail to make the brachas. So the Rabbi Naiman used to tell that, and I never, most people don't do that. But Rabbi Naiman used to tell them to have in mind for all the sheva brachas too. But okay, anyway, but the there's a shayla. You see from the Rosh has a shayla, why don't we make a bracha for Pruvu? So his answer is, this is the third line on the second column, because you can be Mekai and Pruvu without Kedushin. But Adami the Shechita, because we're Efshir Lecho below Shechita. Avohocha Efshir Mekai and Pruvu below Kedushin. But it's mashma from the Rosh pretty clearly that lu yitzur, it was impossible to mekayim and pruvu without kedushin, then you would make the bracha of pruvu at the time of the kedushin. So that's very much what Sandy is saying, that if you do the prerequisite for the mitzvah, and this is a valid prerequisite that you need for the mitzvah, and impossible, this is the first step of getting to the mitzvah, then you're allowed to make the bracha already when you start the prerequisites. You don't have to wait till you're actually doing the mitzvah. right? That's what you're saying. You say, I mean, it could be other people disagree. That goes, that Shri argues, says a different reason than the Rosh. That's because you didn't get the mitzvah yet. But the sounds like it's a machlokes Rosh and Hagos HaShri over there. When you do a prerequisite for a mitzvah, and this is a necessity, it's impossible to get the mitzvah without this prerequisite. So do you make a bracha when you do the prerequisite? So that's what it sounds like from Ksuvis. That's the machlokes, the Rosh and Hagos HaShri. Everyone holds that the bracha is not a pruvu. Question is, why not? The Rosh says because it's not a real prerequisite, because you can be mezana with the one without kedushin and still have pruvu. You can do it with a pilegesh. The heads are called pilegesh. And the Hagos HaShri said because you don't have the mitzvah yet. Okay. So according to the Rosh Hashita, that you make a bracha on a prerequisite. So that means that the prerequisite is already, that's your sort of like being mekayim the mitzvah when you're doing the prerequisite to some extent. You're doing mekayim the mitzvah because that's what I'm doing what I can do. So there is some level of kima mitzvah. So that's Sandy's answer. That the
1 second, but if he had kavana, he was planning on divorcing the next day. He was planning on divorcing her the next day. Why is it any worse than a biashnia for a manamanayers?
It's halachically usher. But here, theoretically, he can change his mind. This is, you cannot get to Akamah Shein without doing Kenyan. And when you do Kenyan, then you are able to come to Akamah Shein. It's your choice. But you're doing the first step. Now, when the Torah said Akamah Shein, we're saying that according to even the Rivah agrees, it doesn't mean mamish, Akamah Shein. Because you don't have to wait till a child is born, and everyone agrees to that. If there's no child, you can definitely divorce her when there's no child born. So the Rivah's understanding of Akamah Shein, Sandy's saying, is that you do something which has a potential to bring to Akamah Shein. You're doing things that are bringing you closer to Akamah Shein. You're doing. You know, it's just like Ramosha held halacha lemaisa is a very interesting shita. You know, the din is that you're mekayim pruvu if you have a boy and a girl. So everyone thinks, and that's pashup shot, that when you get a boy and a girl, you get a mazel tov because now you're mekayim pruvu. So your guy has five girls, but he didn't fulfill pruvu. When he finally gets a boy, oh, mazel tov. Now you're Mekai Pruvu. Ramosha says it's the opposite. Ramosha says every time you do a bia, you're Mekai Mitzvah until you have a boy and a girl. Once you have a boy and a girl, then there's no chiv to do ishtadas anymore. But the mitzvah is to do your ishtadas. So if I can, in almost Ramosha's world, when the guy gets the boy and girl, it's a tragedy. You know, now your mitzvah ended. No more mitzvahs. What?
The God of mitzvah biyosa.
Can't hear you. What?
Isn't it still a mitzvah afterwards to have
more? The mitzvah Shabbos.
The Erev Al Tanachi Dafa.
Mitzvah Shabbos. But the mitzvah deraisa, approvu, the point of Ramosha ends once you get a boy and a girl. So you get a boy and a girl, there's still a mitzvah. Okay, anyway, so Sandy's shot is, but I was saying a different shot, so let's just go to two shot. Again, the question is, we got hijacked it. So back to the
question. What's the second shot, Rabbi?
Okay, but let me go over the whole thing. So this the Rivah Asikasha. So the question on the Rivah, we have two questions on the Rivah. Question number one is, how did the Rivah understand Ha'ara and B.A. Shalokadarka? Question number two, Sandy asked, how does the Rivah understand that even a regular Yavama, be a Rishina, she can't become pregnant, and then you can divorce her? How does he understand that? So Sandy's answer is that you're Yaiti, if you do something that had a potential that is bringing you, that this is bringing you closer to Hakamah Shein, because later on, it's very possible, likely, I don't know what you have to say, that you'll do another bia and you'll get Akamah Shein. So you're making your, so for that you get to the mitzvah. Taivis, the Rebbe's kasha is only over here because Biashni is Arthur. So Biashni is Arthur. So you're not getting close. I come ashamed.
In Sandy's world, is that are you getting the mitzvah at that time?
Yeah, you're getting the mitzvah because when the Torah said I come in shame, obviously it's lav dafka because you can divorce her before there's a child. Everyone agrees to that. That's varim shutim. So the Torah did not mean actual I come in shame. The Torah just meant to take the first step, take a step toward I come in shame, bring it closer to fruition. So once you did your first step, you're yikes in a mitzvah. That's what Sandy's saying. And I was saying a different pshat. I was saying that the pshat is like this, that Taisa the Rebbe, I was saying, it might be a very big daichik. I was thinking, and it's that Taisa's on that base. We pointed out Taivis and Abbeis quotes a wants to know in Bar Elkano, and he says, because how do I know in Bar Elkano? Because it says Riyotz in a mitzvah. So we saw from Taivis and Abbeis, and also from Taivis and Chafam Abbeis and Elo, Shmuel was right, that Taivis seems to say that the mitzvah and the kinyan are contingent on each other, they're inseparable. You can't have one without the other. So I was thinking maybe the Rebbe doesn't agree with that. Maybe the Rebbe holds that the kinyan and the mitzvah are separable. So the Rebbe holds that you don't get a mitzvah until you actually have a child. Not like Sandy. You have to have mamish have a child. You have to have a common shame. Till you have a common shame, you don't get a mitzvah, but you're allowed to divorce her once you get a kinyan. So the Ha'ara makes kinyan, and Bia Shlokadaka makes kinyan, and Bia Rishayna makes kinyan. Ein Achinami. In all those cases, the Rebbe would say you didn't get a mitzvah. Right, that's the way I was going to set it. And in other words, the nafkamina is
get a mitzvah. Where's the asid
chlosas? Whether in beer, according to the Rebbe, did you get a mitzvah when you did, when you did a hara of a regular woman? Sandy says yes. Says you got a mitzvah, and I was saying you just got a kinyan, but not a mitzvah. Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
If they didn't get a mitzvah, then where's the asid chlosas?
If you didn't do a mitzvah,
yeah,
that's exactly Taivis's kasha, according to me. I'm saying Taivis is assuming you don't get a mitzvah, and therefore there's no essay daichalosa say.
You can get a kinyan and no mitzvah.
What?
Rebbe's answer is, we see from Taisa, you can get make a kinyan without the mitzvah yet.
Right. The difference is a lot of differences. Sandy's ways in many ways is so much better because the guys in my share asked me, Taivis makes the point that Bia Shnia, Taivis asked Bia Shnia, is there's no akama shay that you can't Bishni is usher. So the guy's asking, and even if Bishni would be mutter, but the maisa, if it be a Rishina, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, so then Bish Rishina should be usher. Right? That's what the guys asked me in share today. They asked me a few gashes, which I think Sandy Chat would answer. But one of the gashes they asked me was that why did Titus have to bring on that Bishni is Osir, he should have just asked, how can you say Asay Daichalos? Say, right now you're not doing a mitzvah because there's no Akama Shame. You get a mitzvah and Bishniya, but that doesn't help me because I need the mitzvah now. So I was saying, according to me, that's a good kasha. There's no mitzvah in Bia Rishayna. So who cares that Bia, why do Taifas need the fact that Bia Shnia is Aser, even if Bia Shnia is Mutter? So I answered because it would be, then otherwise it would be a Hechsher mitzvah, and Esay Taifas also say for Hechsher mitzvahs. But I don't really know if that's true. I don't know if that's true. That's probably not true. That you can be Esay Taifas also say for a Hechsher mitzvah. We usually say it has to be Be'inda. I don't know if we say Deichel also say for Hechsher mitzvah.
Wouldn't this qualify for Reb Shimon Shkop's idea that, you know, anything that is needed to be done?
That Reb Shimon only said it by the Eishes Och. I don't know if he said that by a regular essay Deichel also say. I don't think so. He said that was a Chiddush in the Eishes Och, that the Torah was matzeh whatever you need for the Eishes Och. It's a special Chiddush in the Eishes Och. But I don't think the Essay Deichel also say has certain requirements. One of them is you need Be'idna. So Parshat Pshat is, even if you're doing a Hechsher, but the Hechsher is not Be'idna, so you shouldn't say Essay Deichel also say. So, okay, so I would say, well, listen, but since, you know, it's not so Parshat. So Taifas, throws this in to make the Kasha stronger. But according to Sandy, it's much better. According to Sandy, shot is that if Lu Yitzur Bia Shnia would be Mutter, so then you actually fulfill the mitzvah of Bia Rishayna. Right? That's where you're so much better than me. Now the Sivis is asking that Bia, you're not becoming the mitzvah of Bia Rishayna because Bia Rishayna is not Roy Lakam Hashem. And Bia Shnia is also, but Lu Yitzur Bia Shnia would be Mutter. So then you'd be Mekayim the mitzvah of a Bia Rishayna. Right? That works out much better. So then that's why Taifas needs, the bring in the Bia Shnia as Aser. Because if Bia Shnia would be Mutter, then there's no Kasha. Because then your Mamish might see the mitzvah of Bia Rishayna. Right? It's much, much better.
Right, but Mitzias is, we know that Lamaisa, that Tosis is going to point out, and Tosis, that Myra is going to be enough to do the mitzvah, right?
What?
So therefore, that Myra is going to be enough to do the mitzvah.
Myra. Myra, what's Myra?
Hara.
Hara, okay.
Hara. That Hara is going to be enough to do the mitzvah. So the Mitzias is, that obviously points in the direction of what Sandy's saying, because we know that can't be Kamashim there.
It doesn't say. Taifas only quotes a Gemara that says that the nickness would be a Shazarbara. So Taifas Shita is Taifas own. We know Taifas holds that Kinyan and Mitzvah are inseparable. But I was trying to say, I was thinking in my head, that the Riva is like a new Shita out there. Riva is not. All the Taifas and the Masechtas are not going with the Riva Pashtas. So I was thinking that the Riva could have a different Shita. And the Riva holds that we separate Kinyan and Mitzvah.
And which is
there's no Gemara. I don't know if there's any Gemara anywhere that says that you're Mekayim the Mitzvah with Ara. The Gemara only says that you can be Megarsha with a get after Ara. Okay, I don't know.
According to Sandy, Katan and Katana, that's also very hard to understand that.
Katan and Katana, no, but again, it's good. Because there'll be, it's a potential to the future.
There's definitely no mitzvah. I'm saying we're holding
that. There's no mitzvah because you're doing your
mitzvah.
For the future.
I answer the coffin doesn't have a mitzvah. They say if you need mitzvah, if you need you dafkin need a mitzvah, be poil, however it works out, but you're getting some kind of mitzvah.
Why can't the coffin have a mitzvah?
Because he doesn't.
Coffin, I don't know if that's true. A coffin can't have. We don't say essay daichel also by a coffin. I don't know. I don't know if that's true. Because he has whatever mitzvah you have, whatever baby has a mitzvah, it's the same thing. I don't know. Okay, I happen to like that pshat. There's another reason I like that, but I don't want to get into so many advantages in the pshat. I'm gonna get in trouble. The guys asked me and I in shir, and I I made fun of them because I told them it's not a good kasha, but they asked me anyway that Tavis is asking from the Gemara on Amud Beis. Says, why didn't Tavis ask another kasha? The goof of the Gemara on Amud Beis makes no sense. The Gemara on Amud Beis says, B'yishni is aser. Oh, goofa, why is B'yishni aser? Since you, Riva, hold, you need not come ashamed. So B'yishniya should be mutter. So Tavis should have asked, you know, Tavis is listing in his question, the Riva is listing in his question, all the gashes that he has. So he should have listed, you know, he should list another question. He should list, I don't understand this Gemara, and I don't understand the Gemara in Amud Beis. The Gemara in Amud Beis says, B'yishniya is aser. So Haguba, why is B'yishniya aser? There's no, the whole reason why B'yishniya is aser, because you already fulfilled the mitzvah. But you didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet because there's a, since there's no akama shame with the Bia Rishina, so you didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet. So you have to have Bia Shnia Mutter. Right? But according to Sandy, it's very cute. Why according to Sandy is very cute? Anyone can figure this out? Why? Because why?
Bia Rishina makes it that he can, that the Bia Shnia will be able to, she will be able to come pregnant. Okay. So that, but then she already did the mitzvah. But now through the mitzvah, there's an isser and more, and you don't have to say that close again.
And it becomes a circle. It becomes a cute circle. In other words, if you're going to be matter Bia Shnia, because you're going to say, listen, you did Bia Rishina. You didn't do the mitzvah yet. So therefore, what do we tell the guy? Okay, you didn't do the mitzvah because there's no akama shame. So we got to allow Bia Shnia. The moment we allow Bia Shnia, according to Sandy's chat, Bia Rishina becomes the mitzvah. And then we shall ask her Bia Shnia again. Right? So we can never be, practically speaking, you can never be matter Bia Shnia. Because Enoch Inami calls man that you asked Bia Rishashnia, Bia Rishina is Oster, which is Tavis' Kasha. But the moment you're going to try and be matter Bia Shnia, then Bia Rishina becomes a Kiyama Mitzvah. And once Bia Rishina becomes a Kiyama Mitzvah, then Bia Shnia has to become Oster again. So, you know, that's a very cute circle. You know, that according to me, that the Riva held that you only mekayim the mitzvah of hakama shame when you actually have hakama shame. So the Riva held that no matter what, Bia Shnia should be mutter because you need it for hakama shame. So then the Riva should have asked on the Gemara on Chaf Amud Beis, why is Bia Shnia mutter? But I mean, why is Bia Shnia aser? But according to Sandy, it's very, very cute. The Gemara couldn't have asked why is Bia Shnia, Tavis could not have asked why is Bia Shnia aser. Because if Bia Shnia would be mutter, then you'd be yaitzeh the mitzvah of Bia Rishina. And once you're yaitzeh the mitzvah of Bia Rishina, then Bia Shnia has to be aser. So there's no way you can make Bia Shnia mutter. You're stuck. Can't make a mutter. Now, the end result is that Bia Rishina won't have a mitzvah. Okay, what can you do? But you have no other brera. Right?
Did Rebbe give that answer to the guys?
What?
Did Rebbe give that answer?
I told the guy that that's not a good question because the fact that Tavis could have asked another gacha since the two gachas are so similar, so Tavis is allowed just to ask one kasha and leave out the other one and rely on the fact that whatever answer he's going to give to one will probably answer the other. You know, they're not, Tavis kasha is, why don't you, how can you be yaitzeh in the midst of a Bia Rishina? And then we say, Esei Deichel Osei. The Zetman Defun is that somehow or another you are yaitzeh in the midst of Bia Rishina. So whatever the answer is going to be, that would seemingly answer Chaf Amud Beis. So Taif is not going to ask a second kasha on Chaf Amud Beis because he knows that whatever answer is going to answer this question will answer that question. That's what I would say. So he doesn't have to ask the same question it's two different questions, but it's structurally mukhrok that the answer that will answer one will answer the other. So therefore, there's no need for Taivis to ask both questions because you're not really strengthening the question by asking the question, because whatever you know that the answer, that the answer is what's going to be the structure answer to Kaf Amud Aleph, somehow or another, you are a Mekayim HaMitzvah via Rishayna. No, if you say that, so you answer Kaf Amud Beis. Adamah, you don't know why. So there's no point to ask from Kaf Amud Beis. That's what I was saying. I was doing, but it's a little daichik. Usually, Titus does make a list of all the questions that he has. According to Sandy's chat, it is much better. In other words, so there are two advantages. So let's just repeat this, because I think it's very nice. We have a kasha on the Riva. How did the Riva understand Ha'ara? So we have two different answers. Sandy's answer is because Ha'ara is a brings you to Hakam Hashem, and therefore there's a Kiya Mitzvah already. And I was saying because he holds that to be the Kinyan and the Mitzvah you don't have, but you don't need the Mitzvah. You can be Megarsha after you do a Kinyan without a Mitzvah. So there's two Kashas on me. One Kasha on me is How does it?
There's no mitzvah sasei. There's no asay to be docha.
Why did Taisus need to say that Biyashniya is aser, even if Lu Yitzur Biyashniya would be mutter? You're not doing an essay right now. So why does Taivis need that point? The Maisa right now, there's no Akam Hashem. And it's and even if you have Akam Hashem and Biyashniya, but it's not Be'idna. So Taivis didn't need that the Biyashniya is usher for him to ask his Kasha. Right? That was the problem. Why did Taivis need that Biyashniya is usher to ask the problem? Even without that, he could have asked the problem that it's be a Rishayna, there's no mitzvah. So how are you allowed to do be a Rishayna? What do you help me? You'll be Mekayim the mitzvah, be a Shnia. It's too late. You need to be Mekayim the mitzvah, be a Rishayna, because that's when you're doing the Tachiyah. So I said something about Hechsher mitzvah, but I don't know. You know, that's probably wrong in Bekiyas. And the second kasha was, according to me, Taivis didn't understand the Gemara on Chaf Amud Beis. Why is Biyashniya Usher? According to Sandy, the Gemara is good. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry, what?
Maybe Taisus, according to Rebbe's Pshat, was goofy by warning that maybe you're going to say, well, you could have the Kenyan and Mitzvah separate, but once you have the Kenyan, right, maybe we're thinking that the Mitzvah is going to come later on. No, it's still Usher.
Yeah, but so why, if you need essay daichalos, essay, you need the mitzvah. And assuming we need the mitzvah be'idna, so what does it help me that the mitzvah is going to help in be'ishniya? We need in a normal situation in Yavama, we don't need to give mitzvah. We just need a kinyan. Once you get a kinyan, you can divorce her. But here, it's not enough to get a kinyan. You need a kiyum mitzvah.
Let me say again the question, or the second question on you, that Tosin doesn't understand the Gemara on Chaf Amud Beis. Explain that again, please.
Taisus in his Havamina, Riva, is under the impression, the way I read Taisus, not like Sandy, I thought that Riva held that you're not Mekayim a mitzvah until the lady has a child. Right. So according to that, when you do Bi'er Rishayna, you're not Mekayim a mitzvah because there's no child. So and especially over here where the Bi'er Rishayna doesn't even have the potential to bring a child. Maybe a Bi'er that has the potential to bring a child, you're Mekayim a mitzvah. But that seemingly held that a Bi'er Rishayna, I read this Taisus that the Riva held that a Bia Rishina of a Basuda is not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Period.
It's a Kenyan, but not a Mitzvah.
The difference between me and Sandy is I read Taifas, and Taifas is saying that in Kol HaTorah Kula, in every situation in the world, every woman, if you do Bia Rishina, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah with the Bia Rishina of a Basuda. You only get a Mitzvah when you do Bia Shnia with a Basuda. Sandy said, no. Avada the Riva agrees that a regular Yavama is Mekayim the Mitzvah of a Bia Rishina of a Basuda. It's only over here that you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah because Bia Shnia is Aser.
Right.
So according to me, that every single Yavama in the world is not Mekayim the Mitzvah of a Bia Rishina, well, then the Gemara and the Afchav makes no sense. Why is Bia Shnia Aser? You didn't get the Mitzvah yet.
Right.
Because you need Bia Shnia to get the Mitzvah.
Okay.
But according to Sandy, it's very good. Every Yavama, you really Mekayim the Mitzvah to be a Rishina. So the Gemara and that Chav on the base is right. You're Mekayim the Mitzvah be a Rishina. So be a Shnia is also.
I'm saying that maybe if you have to do something, I can either get a Kenyan or the Mitzvah. If I do something and I get a Kenyan, then it gives me a right to do the be a Shnia be'etzah.
But in order to do the be a Rishina in our case, you're being over the Isser of Almana and the Kohen Gadol. And you need Esay Daichel Elza, say.
I had to.
The Riva's Kasha was that in order to be Daichel Esay, you need, in order to be Daichel Almana and Kohen Gadol, you need an Esay. I, in fact, Taivis is no Esay because there's no Akama Shame. So I read to what Taivis was saying, that there's no Akama Shame because by definition, it's a beer that's not royal, I come ashamed. So there's no mitzvah. So the beer Rishina by Basuda never makes mitzvah. So therefore, Taivis Kasha is, so how can it be Daicha Amana Kohen Gadol? So you say, well, you're going to do beer Shnia. So with the guy, they say, why do you do beer Shnia? What does it help me? You're going to do beer Shnia. Right? You have to do beer Rishina to get a mitzvah. And to be daicha. Say, well, you get a kinyan, but if the kinyan is not the mitzvah, then it's not going to help you either.
Right.
So Sandy's trying to be much, much better. What can I do? Now he gave me share for tomorrow. I can go to tomorrow and I can give share. I'll be fine.
I thought,
isn't that our purpose? Isn't that our purpose, the evening shear, to make like easier for him to give shear the next day?
No, because
you're nice sounding board.
Usually I'm ahead in shear. So you guys usually get the rebound. That's why we go so fast. We really do go fast in the group, relatively, because I already gave shear. And I have extra days.
That means 7 days of shear versus 4 days of shear.
Thursday and Friday. And so usually I'm ahead. But we're just starting the new sugya. Today we just started the new sugya in both places. So that could be.
And we have Sandy in our team. So that's
always
good. Yeah. The kasha was, how could he divorce her, a regular lady, after the first time, or do a ara in the Riva's world? That was the question.
But there's another kasha. Now we're asking another. That kasha, we have two answers for. Good. But they have a kasha. Why did Tysus need? When Davis asks his Kasha, why did Davis have to bring in the Biashni is Aser? He should leave that out. He should just say, right now, you're being over Bia Rishina, you're being over the Isra of Amon and Kohen Gadol. You, in order to allow you to do it, you have to be Mekayim and Essay right now.
I can make essay. A Kenyan.
There's no Essay because it's not Oed Hakama Shem, period. That's what Tysus should have asked. What does he need to
bring in? Because Tysus is happy. If I did, I did accomplish something on
the first. You didn't damage the essay.
I have a right to do the Bia Shnia.
But you don't have a right to do Bia Rishina. Because Bia Rishina needs essay Daichalosa, say. There's no essay.
All right, but if I'm accomplishing a Kenyan, that's what I'm saying. If I'm accomplishing a Kenyan, even though there's no mitzvah, that gives me a green light. If Litzvah the Bia Shnia was mutter, then it'll be okay. If I don't
do anything at all. Why should that be? In order to be to essay Daichalosa.
Essay Ishtel Davar. And that's what a Kenyan does.
Essay Ishtel Davar is a special din and Ashes. We're not allowed to use Nasa Ishtel Davar.
I'm saying it's a Kenyan. I own her. She's my wife.
So you, in order to do essay doicha losses, right? You have to have an essay now. You have to do an essay tomorrow. So I was trying to say that an essay for tomorrow will allow you to be doicha the losses of today. But that's a little bit against the kiyas, because there's such a thing called the idna. It has to be at the same time.
It's a ksas mitzvah. Once you're getting the kinyan,
who says I made up a thing called ksas mitzvah?
Maybe that, because there's some. It's a pile. That's the whole sugya.
But the pasha, there's no thing as ksas mitzvah. We don't know this ksas mitzvah. So the Sandy's way is much better. Sandy's way is that if the ishniyah would be mutter, then there's mamish 100%. Of Akama Shame would be a Rishayna. Okay, that's much better. I hear. Okay, I'll have to look around a little bit, but okay. What I would like to, in general, in this Tysus, there's a famous Tysus of Rush on the terrace of Tysus. Where we were doing today the Riva. Obviously, most of the Riva is a Havamina. Even though we love working on Havaminas, but the Maskana is where, the most of the action is. So I don't know. I'm assuming we'll get to it tomorrow. So the type is a rush on the answer. And the question is, I didn't look this time. I remember from previous, I think, whether Typhus and the type is a rush are saying the same thing or different things. It's not so simple. But unless my memory is wrong and there is no type is a rush here, and I'm getting all mixed up. But okay, maybe I'm wrong. But I think there's a type of Zerash here.
Okay. It feels like we use the same eight mechanisms and just apply them to different toasts.
What?
The same eight mechanisms. It's toast, say like the toast of Rush, and say it does not like the Rush.
Okay. But if anyone knows Shabbat,
Rebbe's coming out of Korn to
ask about someone who knows something. What Shabbat means? Okay, yes, you can.
What means?
Sham.
Sham.
We got stumped. It's almost embarrassing. I imagine I go into high school class and one of the high school kids can ask me, Rabbi Boobay, what does it mean when Tavis says Sham? I don't know.
Well, it's Visham.
Like, what? Isn't that embarrassing? You're big lumbus, and I don't know what that means. Okay,
thank you, Rebbe.
Yeah.
Good night.
Thank you.